Okay, let's go. This is it. The other one here is the Mark Twain here. Okay? And the little sharing I'm going to do tonight is going to be on missed opportunities.
Okay?
So it's kind of interesting. Aaron had a teaching, and it's obviously something that's been coming on because I've kind of felt inspired for this teaching for about a month. And so when Aaron had his teaching the other day about the vapor and whatnot, I'm like, it just plays right into it. So as I looked at it, I'm like, Yahweh's working something within this. I'm like going, okay, perfect. So here we go. Now this comes from Business Insider 2016. Okay. And don't get me wrong, when I'm going through this, I'm not telling people not to get on there. I'm just talking about portions of the day and how much you use. This is for basically anybody who is from about 16 on up to about 30. I do not have an Instagram account. I don't even know what it is. But Snapchat, you're in a lifetime, 1 year, 2 months. Instagram, 8 months. Twitter, 18 days. YouTube, 1 year, 10 months. And Facebook, 1 year, 7 months. Okay? That totals out to be 5.4 years, or 5 years, 4 months, okay? And watching TV for the average person is 7 years, 8 months, okay? And so when I look at that, I'm like going, where do I fit into this? Because eating and drinking, 3 years, 5 months, grooming, 1 year, 10 months, I am definitely less than that, okay? having no hair, I don't have to do much crimping or primping. I'm pretty easy maintaining. Socializing, I am probably over that, okay? 1 year, 3 months, okay? Doing laundry, what do you think,
I'm gonna ferry for that.
So, when I look at that, these are things here, as you're putting things together for what takes your day, what works within your day, how you do it. So here's kind of a thing there that they did this. This was all done in a study, this Business Insider. It says what you can do with that time. Now, obviously, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with being on these things, but if it becomes consuming or if it's something that is eating up too much, how can it be cut down? Making maximum use for it. So they just did these things. They said you could fly to the moon 32 times there and back. Great Wall of China, which is 5,000 miles. You could walk it 3.5 times. The Simpsons series, and I don't know how many years there are, but there's like 30 years?
Is that right?
Or something like that, a Simpson. It is the longest running series in TV history. You could watch all episodes 215 times. Mount Everest, you could climb 32 times. You could run 10,000 plus marathons or walk your dog 93,000 times. Okay? So here's something I came across that was kind of interesting here as I was preparing for this teaching. So if you got a penny per second. Anybody know how much that would be without using your calculator? A penny per second. So here's what it would be. 60 seconds per minute, 60 minutes per hour, 24 hours in a day equals 86,400 pennies a day, which is $864. Now, what if someone told you that they said, okay, a penny per second, and here's the deal. We can give this to you, $864 a day. You have to spend it all. Anything that's left over by midnight is gone. You don't get it. It's gone. It's just removed. And so you'd be, all day, you'd be thinking, how do I spend this? What do I need to get? You know, and at first you're like going, man, I'd buy all kinds of stuff. Now think about this for a few years. Now you've had this for 20 years, and you're like going, $864. What am I going to spend this on? What am I going to use this on? I mean, every single day, or it goes to waste. And so people would plan their day to how to spend and best utilize this. Okay? And so as we're doing this with the missed opportunities, I'm going to put this into perspective is we still have that. Okay? We get paid a lot more than a penny per second as far as I'm concerned. Yeah, from Yahweh. Our inheritance from Yahweh is way bigger than that. But we only get that day. That's it. And at midnight, that day's over, and now the next day. And so anything that was squandered is gone. It's just left out, and it's to be gone. And so as we're looking at that, I kind of put that as an example to help kind of put the perspective of what's in a day, what can we do? And to not have those, because if you knew that you were sacrificing $400 and some every day, you'd be like going, I got to plan better. I got to plan better to maximize this and use this. Okay, and so this is it. This is what we're talking about. So let's flip over. You're going to see the page numbers on here. I put those on there to kind of help expedite it.
Sorry, there was a Canadian penny I never saw.
That's only worth 70 cents. Yeah, okay, we're going to have to recalculate that. Rip off. That's right. It didn't have to be $900 and some dollars a day if it's Canadian currency. All you Canadians who are watching, we're just kidding. All right, Ephesians 5. Let me flip over to it. Sorry, guys, I'm behind. Take my marker out here. It's getting away. Okay. All right, Ephesians 5, 1 through 17. I'm going to start reading this. Now, I'll probably have some people help me read this as well. Okay? Starting in verse 1. Become ye therefore imitators of God. Okay, that's a pretty bold statement. As children beloved and walk in love, even as Christ also loved you and delivered himself up on your behalf, an offspring and sacrifice unto Yahweh for a fragrance and sweet smell. But fornication and all impurity or covetousness, let it not be named among you, even as become a saints. And shamelessness and foolish talking and jesting, which things are beneath you, but rather giving of thanks, for this ye know. I take note that no fornicator or impure or greedy person who is an idolater hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God, or Yahweh. Let no one be deceiving you with empty word, for because of these things is coming the anger of Yahweh upon the sons of obstinacy. Who wants to read 7 through 9? Who will read that one? Go ahead. Start over there and you read 7 through 9, and then Melania, you can read 3 after that.
Okay. So 7 through 9?
7 through 9.
Do not then become co-partners with them.
Hey, do you remember your prophecy? Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead.
Do not then become co-partners with them, for ye were at one time darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. As children of light we walk in, for the fruit of the light is in all goodness and righteousness and truth.
That's it. Your prophecy was to get rid of those weeds around you, to not be partaking with those weeds. Okay, Mel, why don't you read 10 through 12, sweetheart?
When you get the test that it's well-pleasing unto the Lord, and be not joining in fellowship in unfruitful works of darkness, but rather be even administering reproof. For the secret things which ye are brought to pass by them, it is shameful even to speak.
Okay, who wants to read the next three?
I will.
Okay, thank you.
All things, however, when reproved by the light, become manifest. For all that is of itself maketh manifest is light. Wherefore it saith, Up, thou sleeper, and arise from among the dead, and the Christ will shine upon thee. Be taking heed, therefore, exactly how long ye are walking. Not as unwise, but as wise.
Okay, so let's take a look here at 15 here, okay? First of all, in verse 14, the word arise from among the dead, that's a gyro. Okay, it's a pretty significant one. And then in verse 15, be taking heed, therefore, exactly how you are walking, not as unwise, big space, but as wise. Okay, who would read 16 and 17 for me? You want to do that? Go in order.
Okay.
Okay. Go ahead.
Oh.
Please.
Buying out for yourselves the opportunity, because the days are evil. For this cause, do not become foolish, but have discernment as what is the will of the Lord.
Very good. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a little bit of a look at this. Now, if you had the Strong's, okay, if you had the Strong's, this is verse 16. We're going to kind of take a look at this here, okay? See where it says, buying out for yourselves the opportunity, okay? So this is what, when I'm, the sharing I'm doing is missed opportunity. Okay, the word for this is, as you see this here on the screen, this is from the Strong's, and that word buying is the redeeming. Okay, so when we're referring that, whichever makes it easier for you to remember, the buying or redeeming, that's the cashing out for yourselves the opportunity. Cashing in on the opportunity is what we're referring to. Because the days are evil, okay, and so this is what we're looking at when we see this, and this is that word redeem. Okay? And you see there's a bunch of things on here. I kind of jumped down to this one here, this 2A, because for what I'm looking at here in the sharing is to make wise and sacred use of every opportunity for doing good, so that the zeal and well-doing are, as it were, the purchased money by which we make time our own. okay? And that's it. So that we maximize. There's time for everything. Remember that. It says that in the Word. It's time for everything. And so there's a time for recreation. There's a time for play and to respite. That Yahweh wants us to just unwind, treat yourself, pamper yourself. This is your time to have a good time, okay? But we have to not squander the other time that we have. And so this is what we're looking at. To redeeming, to buying in that time. And that's why that was 2A. And I'm like, well, that works very good. That works very good. All right. Who knows this one here? John 10:10. The thief come not, save that he may thieve and slay and destroy. I come that life they might have, and above measure might have. So we're going to look at these two words, the thief and destroy. To start with, which is perfect, is, you guys ever heard of a klepto?
Yeah.
There it is right there, klepto. Okay, whoops, we need to go back one here. Klepto. And what this is, and here's where I want to show this is, because when we're referring to the missed opportunities, there's a lot of missed opportunities that things can be taking place behind the scenes that we are not even aware of. And something can happen. I think about that in traffic. The guy in front of me is driving way too slow, and I just caught the yellow light because he's not paying attention. And now I am mad. What? I'm going to pay attention! And I'm thinking to myself, my piece is just stolen, and maybe something else. One thing can play off of another. And so I think of that to myself. I'm like going, and the adversary working to disrupt, the king of disruption. And that disruption can be absolutely a cause for a missed opportunity, that something passed you by because your frame of mind was not right or something was going on that distracted you, that all of a sudden you're like going, oh boy, what just happened? And you may not even know it. And so when we look at this here, as you see this, to steal here, the thief, okay, right here, he may thieve, which is steal, but I love this here, take away by theft, i.e. take away by stealth. And so you think about all the missed opportunities that we didn't even know were missed opportunities because something wasn't right. Something took place behind the scenes and we got distracted or we missed something because we were wrapped up in something else, and all of a sudden a missed opportunity is blown. And I'm thinking to myself, and the adversary is like all in there. This is the disruptor, the great disruptor, and by stealth. And so this is to reclaim that. How much has been stolen by me from the adversary? I'm like going, boy, when I put those years up there, probably pretty petty compared to what actually has been stolen. Mm-hmm. And I think to myself, and part of that's my fault, okay, but a lot of that I think to myself, yeah, he's trying to steal. Knows your days are short. He's going to steal whatever he can and disrupt everything else in between. So this is for us to reclaim and get back what has been stolen from us. Next one here is to destroy. And you see this here, to perish, lose, be lost. And I like this here where it talks about that render useless. So if the adversary can, by stealth, render you useless, he wins. Great for him. Okay? And guess what? Missed opportunities are going to flow like the salmon of whatever. I don't know the line. Anyways, yeah, to be rendered useless by stealth. How perfect for the adversary to work in that realm where you don't even know, you just walk through life and things just take place and you're just, oh, okay, no big deal. And missed opportunity after missed opportunity is going by you because of this. And so this is where the missed opportunity, we're claiming them back to put us back in line that we can receive and be ready for that. All right, missed a lot of it. So all those years that have been gone, I can either look back, and I always think about this, as you're standing on a bridge and water's running underneath you. And you can stand and look at all the water that's already run by. Look at all that water that's run by. Look at all that water. Oh my gosh, that's a lot of water. Or you can turn around 180 degrees and what's coming at me. That's what I'm going to worry about. Yeah. And if I'm fixed what's behind me, I'm going to continue missing what's in front of me.
Yeah.
And so again, missed opportunities don't get locked into to where we get set into a stage where this is the take from the adversary what he has taken from you. All right, time. And as I was putting this together, it was kind of funny because as soon as I put that up there, I started thinking about all the songs. You know, thinking about the Pink Floyd song, Time. And as I was putting this together, time waits for no man, okay? There is no way to get it back. There's no rewind button, no pause, and you can't go back and gain anything back, okay? It's done. The time's gone. It's just like the pennies. At the end of the day, all cleared away. Now, tomorrow's a new day. Tomorrow's a new day. And if we keep fixing on, man, I left $400 on the table yesterday. And, oh my gosh, and then the next day that plagues us, it's going to continue to do that. Every day is a fresh start, but as I was putting this together, I was thinking about that song by Jim Croce about time. And I'm like going, I couldn't get it out of my mind. I'm like going, what were the words to it? So I looked them up here, and here they are. If I could save time in a bottle, first thing that I'd like to do is to save every day till eternity passes away, just to spend them with you. If I could make days last forever, if words could make wishes come true, I'd save every day like a treasure, and then again would spend them with you. And then there's the other verses for this as well. But I love that there in his song. I've never even noticed that. I'd save every day like a treasure. Yahweh's not telling us to save every day. He's telling us to redeem it. Redeem every day. Cash in. Buy into this. This is the opportunity. Okay? My opportunity isn't to save all this stuff up so one day then I can cash into it in this earth. Every day that you're spending, you are saving. When you are cashing in on those opportunities, you are saving with huge interest. Huge interest. And so it's not, it's completely contrary to what we know in flesh. That spending means you're saving. Because when I'm spending in Yahweh, and I am going out and I'm meeting all these opportunities and fulfilling these opportunities, I'm laying away great rewards for the future as well. And so this is it. Redeem, redeem, redeem. All right. Proverbs 27:1. Cayman, why don't you read that for me?
Do not boast thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth.
That's it. That's exactly it. And so don't boast thyself. Don't put themselves, we're not supposed to be fixated on, you know, tomorrow will show for itself. Okay? And so we're supposed to be in the moment today. Tomorrow we'll do the things of tomorrow. Obviously you have to, I'm not saying you just disregard everything, you know, eat, drink, and be, you know, happy for tomorrow we die. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that we're missing opportunities. I am hugely guilty of that. As soon as I get a vacation on the board, all right, 4 months, and that's my goal. 4 months is the vacation. And I think to myself, yeah, I got to do a lot of prep, and there's a lot of things you have to get ready for it. And then, but at the meantime, I'm like going, man, Yahweh could have something wonderful for me today that I may just blow right by because I'm not paying attention and I'm fixed on something else. Thousands of people will die today. Hey, inspiring here, right?
Yeah.
You're like, you know, thanks, man, I feel great. Who yesterday had no idea was to be their last. Okay? So, if those people had known yesterday something that was going to happen today, do you think that would have changed them? Okay? And that's where we should be, to where we're, if you knew that tomorrow was your last day, you would do things a whole lot different today. Okay? A whole lot different today. And that's where I feel like we're supposed to be in that element, that we should be fulfilled. Everything, every stone unturned, every day, everything that's available. Just go out and seize it, still have the rest, still have the time for everything we need to do, and there is enough time to do it. All right, missed opportunities, the distractions. Let's flip over to Titus. To the right, page 221. And Aaron, once everybody gets there, would you mind reading some of that? Maybe we can switch here. It's a little bit of reading here. It's
sure.
It's chapter 2, verse 11 through 3, verse 9.
Okay. For the favor of Yahweh brings salvation for all men, has shone forth, putting us under discipline.
Okay, so hold on. I'm sorry for interrupting here, but again, as we go through, Chuck had a couple papers that came out here that I really contemplated. I looked at them, like, it doesn't say putting us under grace, does it?
No.
It says putting us under discipline. We're supposed to be under law, and we are supposed to have these things, and what is our focus and our goal is that we are obedient, and disciplined. Anyways, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Putting us under discipline in order that, denying ourselves of ungodliness and worldly covetings, in a sober-minded and righteous and godly manner, we should live in the present age, prepared to welcome the happy hope and foreshining of the glory of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself up in our behalf that he might redeem us from all manner of lawlessness and purify for himself a people as his own treasure, zealous of noble works. as to these things be speaking, exhorting, and reproving with all manner of precept, that no one disregard thee. Be putting them in mind, and unto rulership, unto authorities, to be in submission, to be yielding to rule, for every good work to be prepared, to be defaming no one, to be adverse to strife, considerate, showing all meekness unto all men. For even we used at one time to be thoughtless, unyielding, deceived, in servitude unto manifold covetings and pleasures, in malice and envy, leading on, destitute, hating one another.
Detestable,
hating one another. But when the graciousness and affection for man of our Savior God shone forth, not by works which we had done in righteousness, but according to His mercy, He saved us, through means of the bathing of a new birth and molding anew of the Holy Spirit, which He poured on us richly through Jesus Christ our Savior, in order that having been declared righteous by His favor, we should be made inheritors according to the hope of life age abiding. Faithful the saying, and concerning these things I am minded that thou be strongly affirming, in order that they who are believing God may be careful to be forward in noble works. In these things are honorable and profitable unto men. But foolish questionings and genealogies and strife and contentions about matters of law avoid, for they are unprofitable and vain.
That's it. And so even in there, when we look at these here, this is a calling that what we've been giving, but what we are still to do in order that they have believed may be careful to be forward in noble works, okay? The noble is the honorable works, okay? The good works to be the noble works, if that's where we're supposed to be focusing, okay? And so the opportunities are for us to excel in these noble works, okay? These honorable works or those missed opportunities. 2 Corinthians 3:15, be trying yourselves, whether you are in faith, be putting yourself to the test. So, here's the test. Who asked? Boy, he's like, she did, it wasn't me. It was her. The test is for you to be putting yourself to test. Okay? And that's what we're doing. Be trying yourselves whether you are in faith. Be putting yourselves to the test. So we should be doing this continually. Did I maximize my day today? Man, I kind of let off a little bit. I didn't do these things. I should have been doing these. Every day we should be putting ourselves to the test. Every week we should be putting ourselves to the test. At the end of the week, what did I do? What did I do for Yahweh? What did I do for Christ this week? Where was I? Okay, and we should be looking at those things. All right, not as much as I should. This week I'm going to, and I'm going to change it. And so by testing ourselves, we will determine if we are falling short and that we can increase and that we can maximize more opportunities. I love this here, Benjamin Franklin. Many people die at 25 and aren't buried until they're 75. I bet there's some stinky old boogers. Okay, what does that mean? Okay, it means that if you at a certain age think that it's all downhill and that you can just skate and you've already paid your price, I've already worked hard, I've already done all these things, that you are wrong, okay? That the days are limited in numbers. It doesn't say when you're young that okay, now when you're old, you retire and you do this. There's not really any retirement that I see in the Bible, okay? And so as we look through here, many people die at 25 but aren't buried because people do this. Now, people may say, no, maybe that's more like 50 and then you get buried at 75. Either way, that our entire life should be continual, progressing towards teleos, to perfection, so that all these opportunities that we're waiting, if we get to the end of the day and you're like going, man, I didn't really have any missed opportunities today. What's going on? Let's put things to the test. Let's figure out what's going on. What did I do today? Did I do something? Did I miss something? Yahweh, get in the Word. What's going on? How come I didn't have any opportunities to shine for you today? Because I'm calling, hey, I'm ready. Here's your servant. Let's call me and I'll do this. Yeah. And so if you're not having these things, that's where you're testing. Hey, what's going on? Yahweh, I want to work for you. Okay, so even if I'm like going, okay, one thing today, one thing, I'll do that for you. All right, great. That's a good start. It's a good start. And so Yahweh, like, yep, direct you. Be ready. And all day long, I'm looking out. Is this it? I bump into somebody in the store. Is this it? What's the missed opportunity? Because I'm ready. I'm going to do it. And that's where we can kind of check ourselves. All right, flip over to Psalms 119, about in the middle of the Bible here, gang. page 594. And I'll have you kids read this for me once you get there. 594, we're going to be starting off in verse 97 through 100. And Caitlin, you want to read first this time, and we'll go in reverse order?
Yeah.
Okay. Page 594. Would you help him out there? Would you help him out? He can read from the word there. Okay. Read 97 through 100 for me, if you would. 97, 98. You read 97 through 99. How about that?
Oh, how I love thy law all the day, is it my
mediation
beyond my enemies' eyes, my enemies. But thy commandment make me wise, for age abidingly shall it be mine. Beyond all my teachers have I shown
discretion,
for thy
testimonies
are my meditation.
Thank you. And so when we go back here, look up here in 97 here, okay? Oh, how I love the law. You ever hear a criminal say that? You probably won't, okay? But this is sweet. Oh, wow, I love the law. Why? Because it gives me the boundaries and it gives me the guidance. It keeps me in check. It keeps me where I am obedient to Yahweh. That's my goal, to be obedient to what? Yahweh. All right, I don't like this law. Not my law, okay? This is Yahweh's law. And so I'm looking at it going, all right, I have to be obedient to it. It's not my nature. It's not my nature, but I have to be obedient to it. And so I'm like going, okay, get myself in towards that. And then see that also in there, all the day, it is my mediation. Okay, and I love that. Okay, so next one over there, why don't you read 99 and then 100 and then, I'm sorry, 110 and then 111.
Behold the elders.
Beyond all my teachers.
Oh, beyond all my teachers have I shown discretion, for thy testimonies are my...
Sorry, you did, we'd read that,
meditation.
So 100.
Meditation.
Beyond the elders will I show understanding, for thy precepts have I observed.
And then jump down to 110, everybody.
The laws have set a snare for me, yet from thy perceptions have I not strayed. As inheritance have I taken thy testimonies unto times age abiding, for the joy of my heart they are.
Okay, and will you read 112? Well, go ahead and just read 112 as well.
I have inclined my heart to perform thy statutes age abidingly to the end.
Okay, and so here we go here when we're talking about the adversary, okay, and the snares. The lawless have set a snare, okay? This is wicked distraction. Okay, that sets snares for me. Guess what's going to happen? We're going to have those. Snares are going to be placed out before us. And by walking in faith and walking in the Word and listening to Yahweh, Yahweh can alert you. Hey, be prepared. This is coming at you. Okay, and be prepared. Be ready for this. And so, all right, what do I need to do? I can do these things and I can be ready. So I'm watching for the snares. A snare that the adversary lays out in front of you is an awesome way for the adversary to get you for a missed opportunity. Hey, just diverted this guy, okay? Something just happened. I just had a blowout on the road. And I'm like, ugh, I'm late for this appointment, all these things, and everything can just kind of manifold on there. And we have to readdress our life, readdress what's actually going on. Is this in the realm of things in a month from now? Am I going to even remember this?
Yeah.
Okay? And most times you're like, eh, not really. Okay, it's not as major as we may think it is. But to be aware of those snares, because those snares that the adversary is going to place out are a great way to get into a missed opportunity that Yahweh's calling for. Flip over to Galatians. We've got a couple of these here. So, page 195. Elijah, will you read that for me once everybody gets there on page 195, 7 through 10 of chapter 6?
Yes. Be not deceiving yourselves. Elohim is not to be mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, the same shall he also reap. Because he that soweth unto his own flesh, out of the flesh shall reap corruption. Whereas he that soweth unto the Spirit, out of the Spirit shall reap age-abiding life. And in doing that which is honorable, let us not be faint-hearted. For in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Hence, then, as we have opportunity, let us be working what is good towards all, but especially towards the family of the faith.
That's it, and that's it. So while we have the opportunity, the opportunity is there every single day. Whether you cash in on all those pennies or whether you don't, makes no difference that the opportunity is there.
Yeah.
And so it's for us to redeem into that, to buy into that, if you will. Okay? Last one here for the we're going to have for scriptures is in Timothy, 1 Timothy, page 215. And you two girls want to split that up?
Sure.
Read it out of the word there on page 215, okay?
Okay.
And we're going to be chapter 4, verse 7. Yeah, and then so you read 7, 8, 9, and then Melania read 10, 11, 12.
But from the profane and old wives' stores, excuse me.
Excuse thyself.
Excuse thyself. And betraying thyself into godliness. For the bodily training little is profitable.
Profitable.
Whereas godliness is for all things is profitable. Having promise of life, the present and the coming, faithful the same, and of all acceptance worthy.
All right, Melania, read 10 through 12 for me, please.
For this end are we toiling and contending, because we have set our hope on a living Elohim who is Savior of all men, especially as such as believe. Be giving these things in charge and be teaching. Let no one despise thy youth, but as an example become thou a faithful in discourse and behavior, in love and faith and chastity.
Yeah, see, that's it. And so this is it. This is where we're doing it. To be hanging in there, to not be giving in, to not grow faint, okay, to stay in there, again in there, the things in this life and that to come, is you're benefiting. You are benefiting, and you're benefiting very well. And so this is where we're looking at that, to kind of offset all of the missed opportunities, that we can start cashing in on them and let the bygones be got bygones, repent, get back in things, and work to Yahweh, show me what you want today. And even if it is where you come in and you're like, going, this is new for me, one a day, I'll do this. Show me what you want for today, and I will do it. And be ready to go, and then, okay, I'm ready for two. And you tell me when, and the goal is that as I walk, you direct me every single thing that I'm doing. If I come in contact with this person, that I am shining and I am ready to speak, ready to go. That's teleos as far as what we're looking at here for opportunities. Okay, Wendy, I'm going to have you read this for me if you would, please. This is a poem I found that is pretty cool.
Two little lines I heard one day, traveling along life's busy way, bringing conviction to my heart and from my mind would not depart. Only one life 'twill soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. Only one life, yes, only one. Soon will its fleeting hours be done. Until the trumpets call my Lord to meet and stand before his judgment seat. Only one life 'twill soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. Only one life, the still small voice gently pleads for a better choice, bidding my selfish aims to leave and to Yahweh's holy will to cleave. Only one life 'twill soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. Only one life, a few brief years, each with its burdens, hopes, and fears, each with its clays, I must fulfill, living for self or in his will. Only one life 'twill soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. When this bright world would tempt me sore, when Satan would a victory score, when self would seek to have its way, then help me, Lord, with joy to say, only one life 'twill soon be passed, only what's done for Christ will last. Give me, Yahweh, a purpose deep, in joy or sorrow, thy word to keep. Faithful and true, whate'er the strife, pleasing thee in my daily life. Only one life, 'twill soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. Oh, let my love with fervor burn, and from the world now let me turn. living for thee and thee alone, bringing thee pleasure on thy throne. Only one life will soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. Only one life, yes, only one. Now, let me say, thy will be done, and when at last I'll hear the call, I know I'll say, 'twas worth it all. Only one life, 'twill soon be past. Only what's done for Christ will last. When I have gone to sleep, how happy I'll be if the lamp of my life burn bright for thee.
So, anyways, that's C.T. Studd. I'm like going, what a cool name.
Yeah.
Okay, but this was a missionary in 1860 to 1931 in China, India, and Africa.
Wow.
And that was him that wrote that. And I'm like going, okay, very good. So it fit perfect in here. So I was doing the research and I was looking for stuff. I'm like, I came across it. I'm like, whoa, what a gem. What a gem. So, here we go. All right, I'm going to go ahead and close and we'll have a word. Yahweh, we thank you for all that you've given to us, Yahweh, and we thank you for the opportunities that you continually give to us, that if we come before you and that we are seeking to do your will and we are in obedience to you, Yahweh, that there is many things for us to do and that you have lots of work and lots of people to reach, lots of things that need to be done. And so you're always looking for the volunteers and those people who are eagerly willing to do this, and your pay is great. Your benefits are outstanding. We thank you for this, that we are able to every day renew ourselves and come before you, that a new day begins and a new chance to be in your design and not into our own flesh. And so we thank you for that. We thank you for the words that you give and the blessings that you continually pour out upon us. And we just come before you in your Son's name, Christ Jesus. My sons and daughters, I call upon you to bring to me those things that are holding you back, to pin these things to the cross, these things that you hold on to, that these are the things that I'm requiring you to purge of, to throw out. For this trash and these burdens are things that ensnare you and entangle you into this world, and they're not of things of me, but they're things that you hang on to for things that you think you need, for vices, for holdings of flesh. And I call upon you to remove these things, to purge these things from your life, that as you do these, that you are walking out in faith, and that these will not be a snare to you and not be a hindrance or a hold on you, but that you will be free upon this, and that the messengers will rejoice out as they see a person who turns themselves and casts these things away and pins these up on the cross. And so come before me, confessing your sins, that I will be just to release you. Amen. All right, folks, and we'll have you next week at Aaron's house.